In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Samuel chapter 25. Very, very interesting passage in the Old Testament that relates the account of King David with Abigail and Abigail's husband, Nabal, whom the Bible says is a fool. And she is going before David to plead her case about the fact that she did not know that her husband had acted in the foolish manner that he had, creating such difficulties for the king. And she falls down before him, and she just begins to pour her heart out about her situation and seeking David's favor in her behalf and of her family's behalf. And she says to him in verse 28, "I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy handmaid. For the Lord will certainly make you, my Lord, a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee." She's speaking of her husband, Nabal. "A man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord, David, shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling." Now here's the testimony of a wife whose husband is a fool. He has put their entire family in jeopardy of being wiped off the face of the earth by King David and his forces. And she comes pleading in behalf of her family, in behalf even of her husband, in a kind of very strange way, that the Lord the King would spare their family. And this is what she sees in David. She says, "I see in you a king, a Lord, that fighteth the battles of the Lord." And it's interesting, there's a Lord with a little L in this passage, and then there's a Lord with all caps. Said that my Lord the King, she understands that in the words that she chose, "My Lord the King fights the battles of the Lord, the one and only King of the universe, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days." Now, she wasn't saying that David was perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but what she was saying is that he did what was right. He had a heart after God. He wanted to do what was right. And he said, "I understand and know that there is a man that has risen up, my husband, to pursue after thee and to destroy thee, but the soul of my Lord," that is the king, "shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God." Now here's the picture that she recognized and we ought to recognize. When we're in a right relationship with God and we do what's right in our daily lives, we seek to honor the Lord, we seek to do what is right, there is a protective overlapping shell over the believer when we are walking with him. It's like a child with their father. When a child's walking with their dad, they don't worry about whether they're going to be out in the street getting run over. They're not worried about if there's something dangerous, because I'm with Daddy and Daddy's taking care of me. And you and I need to have that same kind of understanding. Abigail saw this and she understood her husband was the problem, but she said, "I know, King David, that you're protected because you fight the battles of the Lord. You're on the right side. And because you're on the right side, God's going to take care of you. You shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God." Now, there's no safer place to be than to be bound with the Lord God. And I want to ask you this morning, as we've come together to corporately worship our Lord, are you bound to Him? Are you walking with Him? Do not expect to be bound in the bundle of life, as she used that expression there, if you're not walking with God. Your heart is far from Him. You have no desire to hear Him. You have no desire to be with Him. Why should you expect His protective care? Well, you've got to walk with Him. You've got to be with Him. You've got to be at His side. You've got to fight His battles. And then you can expect that He'll be there to protect you. We have to understand the reality of the Word of God and not expect things to be there for us when we're not doing what we ought to be doing. That's the basic gist. And as we come together this morning to worship our Lord, let's understand that. Let's keep that in the forefront of our thinking, that we should not expect God to protect us and watch over us and be with us if we are not walking with Him, fighting His battles, and being at His side. because there are certain consequences to our decisions in life and consequences that come of the choices that we make. And when you make a choice to be on the wrong side, then don't expect God to be there with you. We've got to be on the right side, then He'll be with us. What a challenge this story is, this true story from God's Word that brings to heart the message. Abigail saw it, and she knew who was on the right side and who was on the wrong side, and she knew who was going to be protected and who wasn't. And that's why she was there pleading before David to spare her family, because she knew who was right and who was wrong in that situation. God bless us in that regard.